part three on the millennium. The millennium, part three. We started by talking about what is the millennial kingdom. And then we talked about why a millennium. And then we talked about last week, when does the millennium begin? And this week we're going to pick up with who will be part of the millennium? Who will be part of the millennium? Let's pray together before we get started. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we pray for wisdom and discernment, Father God, as we try to discern these prophetic passages, Lord God. Just pray that we will be enlightened, and that, Lord, most of all, we will glean hope from this teaching on millennium, because, Lord, it's going to be a wonderful time when the millennium takes place, and really something for us to look forward to. Lord, put a watch on my mouth that I would only speak the words you have ordained for this morning, not a word more, a word less, and all to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So, who will be part of the millennium? Well, first of all, the righteous who survive the tribulation will be part of the millennium. And secondly, the resurrected Old Testament saints. The resurrected Old Testament saints. Now, if you'll turn with me to Daniel 12, we're going to read through verses 1 through 13 and kind of break that down. I'm sorry, I said Revelation. I meant Daniel 12, 1 through 13. Daniel 12, 1 through 13. Beginning to read. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress, such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled?" The man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, lifted his right hand and his left hand toward heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, "It will be for a time, times, and half a time, when the power of the holy people has been finally broken, all these things will be completed." I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, "My Lord, what will the outcome of all this be?" He replied, "Go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up. There will be 1290 days. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1335 days. As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance. But there's a lot in there. First of all, we want to recognize that at that time, Michael, the angel, Michael, is the one, the prince who protects your people, he says. I like that. Michael is in charge of protecting God's people. Says he will arise at this time. And there will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. That's speaking of the tribulation. The tribulation will be the most horrible time this earth has ever seen. We will, if it happens while we are still here, and it could, if it happens, then people will be so distraught that, from what I understand reading the Bible, they will beg the mountains to fall on them. Now that's stress. For people to be so distressed that they would rather just have a mountain fall on them and end it is pretty intense, at the very least. So, says multitudes who sleep in the dust will awake. In other words, the graves are going to open that have not opened yet. Some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Isn't it interesting? In verse 3 it says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness. You know what that is, don't you? Those that lead others to Christ, which is what we're supposed to be doing while we're here. Our number one priority in our lives is supposed to be doing God's will. And I've had so many people ask me, what's God's will for? What's God's will for our lives? To lead others to Christ through whatever means we have. He's gifted us all in different ways. All the ways God can use to lead others to Christ. So we're supposed to be about that. Not about self. But we live in a very selfish culture, in a nation where it's thought that the one who wins is the one that has most stuff in the end. Can I give you a revelation? It's all going to burn. It's all going to burn. Whatever we acquire on this earth is all going to burn. We're going to leave it all behind. That's it. But we continue in our lives trying to make ourselves comfortable, trying to meet our own desires instead of seeking God what His will is, and striving to reach the people in the stores that work, that we shop in, the insurance people, the lawyers that we use, the people in our neighborhoods, our next door neighbors. The list goes on and on. We should be focused on reaching those people for Christ, because it's not good for those who leave this earth without knowing Jesus. It is not good. They go to a place that we've come to call hell, or Hades. Okay? And we say that kind of flippantly, But that place is so bad that it was actually created for Satan and his demons. That's what hell was created for. It was not intended for man to go there, but because of man's choices, because of sin, because of sin, man leaves this world without Jesus, unfortunately, and lands in that place that was created for Satan and his demons, and of course, one third of the angels that fell with him and were cast out of heaven. They also are in that place. Okay? So, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens. Are you letting your light shine? How many of you sung in Sunday school about not hiding it under a bushel? Hide it under a bushel? No! Right? You remember? You know how little kids love to shout those things in. I remember being a little kid and shouting those things. I didn't get it until I was 25 years old, but I remember singing those songs. Let your light shine.
Yes.
And those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. Like the stars forever and ever. Salvation is eternal. Amen?
Amen?
Your light shines forever and ever. Isn't this interesting? It goes on to say, but you, Daniel, Michael says, but you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Knowledge. People do go here and there and everywhere to increase knowledge instead of looking into God's Word. Did you know that the answer to absolutely everything that we will come up against in our lives is right here in the Word of God? Every answer to every issue that we have is right here in the Word of God. Oh, but Pastor, now this is a different message, so I'm not going to go a long ways down this road. But I can't leave it alone because it's in our face today. It's called AI. AI. How many of you noticed it's all switched? When you Google now a question, your answer comes from AI. It says AI up in the corner on your phone. How many of you noticed that? So you're getting your answers from AI now. And as always, you need to make sure you research the answers you get to make sure you're getting the right answers. Just to see what it said one day when I realized this would all happen, I asked AI who Jesus Christ was. And I don't remember the word for word, but the gist of it was, I was shocked, that it's the Christian Messiah, the Savior of the world. Okay, some along those lines. I was shocked. I thought maybe I'd get a heretical answer or something. But actually, AI did pretty good with that one. I was shocked. Isn't it interesting that Daniel's told, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end? There it is. That's why there are holes in our understanding of exactly how all of this is going to transpire.
Yeah.
We've got clues. We've got prophetic clues. But we don't have absolutes, really, on this topic. And for whatever reason, God designed it that way. How many of you would be honest enough to say, if I knew the exact minute, day, and hour that Christ was going to return, I'd kind of make sure I cleaned my life up right before he got here. Come on, let's be honest. This is church, let's be real. So I think that might have something to do with you. You picking up what I'm putting down? I think that's got something to do with it, you know. Our not knowing the day or the hour is, I think, for our own benefit. So, he's told to seal up that scroll to the end. Many will go here and there and increase knowledge. And he said, Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled? And the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, in other words, he was suspended in the air. You getting this? Lifted his right hand and his left hand, in other words, like this, toward heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever. Who's that by? By him who lives forever. Who is he swearing before? Jehovah God. Yes, absolutely. All right. So, saying, in answer to his question about when these things will be fulfilled, he said, it will be for a time, times, and a half a time. Okay, so that is biblical language for 3.5 years. Time is 1 year. Times is 2 years. You add that to the one, you got three. And a half a time is a half a year. So you end up with 3.5 years of tribulation. Okay? 3.5 years of tribulation. And the power of the holy people has been finally broken. All these things will be completed. I heard, but I did not understand. I love that. Daniel says, I heard what he said, but I didn't understand. That's kind of where we're at, right? With a lot of this? That's kind of where we're at. I guess we don't need to feel too bad about that. Daniel, man, he was quite the prophet. I mean, a man of God, faithful, quite a guy. And he admitted, I heard it, but I didn't get it. So he said, I asked. You know, that's the thing to do when you don't understand. When I don't understand things, I ask God. And, you know, in his own way, in his own time, he gives answers. He said, my Lord, what will the outcome of this be? What's going to be the outcome of all this? And he replied, go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. There it is. That's why we don't understand all of it. We understand enough. He's given us enough. If we're living by faith and we take what we know from it, it gives us hope in the future. And we need to hang on to that. Verse 10 says, many will be purified, made spotless, and refined. Okay? That's what the work of Christ has done for us. Purified, made spotless, and refined. Those three things. That's a list of things that Christ accomplished. on the way to, on the cross of Calvary, and by being resurrected like he said he would on the third day. This says, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. Now, I don't know where they're at that point, because they're clearly not with the saints in the millennial reign. I don't know where they're at continuing to be wicked. I'm just thankful they're not with us. That's what I got to say about it. I'm just thankful they're clearly not with us. So, from the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, it says there will be 1,290 days. And then it goes on to say in verse 12, blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,335 days. Okay, we looked at these verses earlier in this series, and I kind of glazed over them, because at this point, I'm going to talk about that a little more and share with you some more of what we do know, or we think we know about this anyway. First of all, here in Daniel, it says 1,290 days. In Revelation, it says 1,260 days. So you might say, ha, I knew it. Contradictions in the Bible. Don't be too quick. Okay? Scholars, many scholars over the years have believed, this is the opinion they have come up to with this, is that the 1260 days is measured in the Jewish calendar, which consists of 12 30-day months. And that's how you come up to the 1260, using the Jewish calendar. Our calendar does not come up to exactly 1260. Okay? It's close. It's 1240, I think it's 1247 and a half days if you look by our calendar. And you, if you don't know, you think, ha, contradiction. I knew it. Okay, so we come up with the 1260 because it is measured by the Jewish calendar, again, which is 12 months of 30 days exactly. No 28 days like February, and once in a while 29, like when my wife was born on leap year. No more 31 days or none of that. The Jewish calendar is 30 days. So that comes up to 1260. That's what it says in Revelation. That was what was given to John, obviously. And it's accurate. Okay, so then, does that make Daniel inaccurate? Because he said 1290. Okay, here's what scholars have come up with. Okay? They added 30 days. It was added, the 30 days was added to it in Daniel as a time for Christ to clean up the temple, purify the temple, cleanse the temple. Okay? And to set up his reign. Okay? set up his government, establish his government. So there in Daniel, by the Spirit, the scholars believe that God adds 30 days right there. Okay, now we have another problem. It goes on to say, blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of 1,335 days. Okay? So bottom line is, the scholars, I got no reason to not believe what most of the scholars have came to as an opinion. There was another 45 days added, they believe, to make it a total of 75 days for Christ to do what I said earlier, to cleanse the temple, to set up his reign, to take care of business. 75 days. Okay? At the end of the tribulation. Those days are at the end of the tribulation. So totally 75 days added. Okay? I think, I don't know what to think about that, to be honest with you. I'm just going to tell you, I got no reason not to believe it. But do I stand here and say to you, this is set in stone? No, because I don't know. So I can't do that, and I won't do that. I won't do that unless I know something is absolute. If I'm 100% that something is absolute, and clearly there are a lot of absolutes in Scripture, and I'll die on that hill when they're absolutes, all right? But this, I'm giving you what most of the scholars over the years have come to, and I'm just telling you, I don't have any reason to not believe it. So I guess I go with that. I don't have another explanation. So at the end of the day, as I said when I started this series, at the end of the day, none of this has any bearing on our salvation. I don't think we have to know ahead of time, you know. But it's sure nice to have what we have, again, because we glean hope for our lives through knowing and understanding the things that we do understand. So, blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,335 days. He goes on to say, as for you, speaking to Daniel, go your way till the end. In other words, keep on keeping on. Just go your way, keep doing what I've called you to do until the end. Isn't it interesting? It says, you will rest. You know, rest is used a few different places in the Bible. In light of time, I'm not going to track all of them down, but you can do that if you want to. But rest is used, it's interesting, when it's used talking about the person that has passed away, it refers to the original word that's translated rest from the original language, means a cessation of toil. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That sounds really good. It means a cessation from toil. How many of you feel like we toil a lot in this life? I'll put it both up. We toil a lot in this life. But he says to Daniel, you will rest. Well, obviously Daniel wasn't going to live in his body to see the fulfillment of this. This was prophetic for a long time off. And what God was saying to him is, you will rest. you will experience a cessation from toil. You will die, in other words. You will rest. And then, at the end of the days, there's that pause for Daniel, for all the dead in Christ, maybe for us. There's this pause. And then, at the end of days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 72, verses 7 and 8. Psalm 72, verses 7 and 8. And it says, in his days the righteous will flourish. Prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. He will rule from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. Christ's reign. The righteous will flourish in Christ's reign. Prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. There's a significance to that statement, till the moon is no more. You understand, when the new city of Jerusalem comes down out of heaven and comes to rest on the earth, and all things are made new, it says about the new Jerusalem that there will be no more sun and no more moon there. Why? Because the glory of God, well, the radiance is so bright it will light the city. There will be no more need for a moon and a sun. And then also, you know, it said in Genesis that the sun was given to guide us by day, and the moon to guide us by night. Is that true? Is that right? Okay, well, we're going to have a different sun to guide us in the new Jerusalem. It won't be the S-U-N. It'll be the S-O-N. Yeah. And he'll guide us in righteousness. Amen? Yeah. Well, how many of you got something out of this? Yeah. Praise God. So, in finality, about who will be part of the millennium, the last two is the resurrected tribulation saints and the glorified church, if you're taking notes. The glorified church. The true church. The true church of Jesus Christ. Not just every church that has gatherings, but the true church of Jesus Christ that has stayed faithful to God's word. Those churches that are full of saints that are hearing and living by the true word of God. That glorified church. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's stand together if you will. Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you, Lord, for the things we have gleaned from your word today and the understanding we've gotten. We pray, Lord, that our lives are forever transformed through the understanding that we gain from your word. We pray that you would seal this word in our hearts with your Holy Spirit and direct us. And Lord, as we leave this place, may our number one goal in life be to reach the lost before their lives are required of them, Lord. Lead them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Help us in that, Lord. Go before us and send people into our path that need to hear about a Savior named Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless. We love you.